California lawmakers are moving quickly to advance Governor Gavin Newsom's redistricting plan in response to Republican redistricting moves in Texas. Unlike Texas, California has an independent redistricting commission written into the state constitution by a vote of the public. So first, lawmakers have to put the redistricting plan on the ballot. The Assembly Elections Committee held a hearing on Newsom's package. Assemblymember Mark Berman presented the Election Rigging Response Act.
But ACA 8 and its companion bills are the culmination of a fight that we don't want. And it's a fight that we didn't choose. But with our democracy on the line, we cannot run away from this fight. ACA 8 is before you today because President Trump and Republicans in Texas and other states across the country are attempting to redraw congressional districts mid-decade in an effort to rig the upcoming election. Americans and Californians deserve better, and ACA 8 is our response to this undemocratic and un-American power grab.
Republican David Tankipas spoke against the legislation, praising California's independent redistricting commission.
California should lead the way. When other states decide to do something else, we shouldn't react to them. We should prove by example that we can do this better, that we create the foundations for the rest of the nation, because it's supposed to go as California goes the nation. But we've lost that.
Democrat Steve Bennett fired back.
Many of us prefer the old rules. We prefer the agreement we all had to play by those rules, right? But when autocrats change the rules and the norms that we are using to decide who has power, we can either fight back or we can potentially permanently lose the ability ever to fight back again in the future.
Republican assembly members brought up repeated amendments, at times drawing the ire of Democrats, who pointed out that the first Republican motion was to adjourn. Republicans also criticized the cost of a special election, likely in the neighborhood of $250 to $300 million. Democrats replied that that's comparable to the cost of Republican recall elections targeting the governor, and a lot less than President Trump's policies are costing the state. The committee finally approved the legislation on a party-line vote. In the other house, a Senate committee was also acting on the package. The plan is to put the measure up for a final vote Thursday, with an eye to a November 4th special election. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.